Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic. I'm with Kate Kretzinger today. She is a certified nutrition coach, and I am so thrilled to have this conversation because I know that we see eye to eye on so many topics within health and wellness, including nutrition. So I love having this conversation. Where we left off was with grains. Maybe not so good for us.
Right.
Maybe we should start removing them from our diet. What is left to eat?
Ah, good question. So I highly recommend people to do it slowly, not all at once, because a lot of people, when they find out what grains do, the cause the inflammation in our body physiologically and stuff, they're like, I want to get it all out now. It is a shock to the system. So, but if we do it in the right manner and we use the right things to replace them, we don't have such withdrawals from it, right? So I always say, you know, make sure we have all three macros, which is your protein and your fats. Yes, fats are good. And we can talk about those too if you want. But and also carbohydrates. But your carbohydrates should come from your vegetables. And that's really all the carbohydrates that we need is from your vegetables. So I always tell people, let's focus on adding things instead of eliminating things, right? So the more that we add stuff, it does crowd out all the bad stuff, right? Or if you want to call it bad. So there we start with breakfast. And I always say, if you are a breakfast person, you know, instead of having the oatmeal that most people like to have or cereals, there are replacements out there that are just as good, like the no oats meal. You know, you can find that if people are really into having warm cereal in the morning, you know, because yes, oats do have, they're a grain, right? And they do have gluten in them. Even though they're called no gluten or gluten-free, excuse me, they still have gluten in them. The FDA just decides if it's gluten-free or not by the percentage of gluten that's in there. So we always say, you know, like the no oats meal, you can Google a recipe of that. It's amazing. They're awesome. You can also do no grain cereal, and that's a lot of nuts as well. So you can do the nuts. You can, you know, put some on yogurt if you want to put it on yogurt if you do dairy, you know, or a dairy replacement kind of yogurt. And then we also do, you know, so people are like, well, I love my toast in the morning. I said, okay, well, what about cutting up a sweet potato and using a sweet potato, getting your carb that way and toasting your sweet potato and then putting what you would normally put on your toast on your sweet potato. We have a lot of fun with that. You can make pizzas out of that way too, you know, things like that. A lot of cool ideas with that. So, you know, starting somewhere as your first meal, I always say is the best place to start. And the reason being is because that is our first meal of the day and it should be nourishing. And whatever we start with, especially if we start with sugar or grains, we're going to crave it all day long. We're going to be on that yo-yo, you know, where we're hungry every 2 hours. So I always tell people, you know, if you're going to do breads, you know, there are some no grain bread recipes out there. So flaxseed is a good replacement. It's really thick, so it requires a lot of wet stuff. So like eggs or a lot of water or oils to make it stick. So that's really good. And that's really good for people that have nut allergies too, right? Because not everyone can have almond flour. So I say flaxseed is a good replacement. Banana flour, banana starch flour is another good one for some people to have as a replacement. And, you know, there's a lot of people say, you know, it's just too time consuming. You know, I've got to make all this stuff. Well, I would say, you know, yeah, just set a couple hours aside, you know, during the week or on the weekend and make a couple loaves of those bread and you can put it in the freezer and that way you've got it, you know, for when, you know, throughout the week and you don't have to do it every week, maybe every other week you got to cook them kind of thing, you know? So there's all kinds of neat little tricks and tools that I have that will help people make those little transitions. And they're big transitions for a lot of people.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Now you mentioned dairy. If you do dairy, tell us why dairy might not be good for everyone.
Yeah. So dairy has a protein in it called casein. And casein reacts the same way as gluten does in our body. So it does cause inflammation as well. So I always tell people, if you're going to have dairy, make sure you're having a clean source. And the clean source is no antibiotics, no hormones, making sure the cows are not fed grains, that kind of thing. So, and the only way to really tell that is if you go to a local farm. They're the ones that are going to tell you, you know, and you can actually ask the farmer What are you feeding your cows? You know?
So let's just throw out there. What are cows supposed to eat again?
Grass. Okay. Right?
That's not why they grains. Have four stomachs.
Exactly. Yes. That's why they, and we don't have four stomachs, so we're not supposed to eat that stuff.
We're not supposed to eat grass.
Exactly. So, yeah, and we're the only mammals that want dairy or have dairy or are led to believe we need dairy after 8 months old. We mm-hmm. don't need it. We can get our protein elsewhere. We don't need to do it through milk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So what's your best advice to the average American?
Ooh, the best advice, I would say, try and eliminate or have the least amount of grains and sugar that you can. Give your body the ability to heal. And the grains turn to sugar, and sugar inhibits our body to work at its best. You know, that's why we're so sick nowadays. And so to me, it's working on that and moving at your own pace, changing mm-hmm. one thing at a time until you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And when you feel comfortable, find something else you can fix and
okay.
replace. Yeah.
How important is goal setting in being successful?
It's very important. Goal setting helps you keep your eye on the ball, and it helps you reach, what you're looking to do. I'm a big believer in that. I've always been like a list person and cross off as I go. I love yeah. doing that. It shows that I've been doing something right and I'm working hard. But you definitely want to have goals, and because it helps you set a clear path to what direction you should go in.
Now, I saw on your website you have some challenges and things that you do.
Yeah. Those are fun.
Those are fun. Tell us a little bit about those.
So I love working one-on-one with people, but I find that there's more healing that goes on in a group setting mm-hmm. because you find out you're not alone and you make those connections with other people, right? So I love putting these challenges on, and it's really learning how to eliminate a lot of these and replace. I don't like using the word eliminate, but replacing all of these inflammatory foods for people. And it's really cool because we all start off at the same time. We all start off the same way. Even though there might be 5 or 10 of us in this group, we all end up doing an individual program because it depends on how your body reacts, depends on the next step you have to take. So we all come together. We talk about our challenges. We also talk about our positive changes because we mm-hmm. got to focus on that too, right? Because I'm a big believer, whatever story we're telling today is the life we're going to lead tomorrow. So if we're always telling a sad story or a negative story, that's what's going to, happen the next day. So I always love to reinforce the positive. So we talk about, a lot of those as well. And then everyone hands in these progress logs every other week to me. And that's how it becomes individualized. Mm-hmm. If they don't bring it up in the group, if they don't feel comfortable, I don't make them do that. I just feel that they're probably not comfortable talking. So what we do is we talk through email. And if I feel that it warrants a phone call, I'll call them and talk to them personally that way too. But we address their questions and their concerns that way and their challenges that they're facing.
Right.
And so it becomes individualized that way. But we make it a challenge because I like to incentivize people. So they get, awards and prizes and things like that at the end.
So you're making this positive change that's probably difficult for some.
Yeah.
As fun as possible.
Absolutely. Because you think about it, too. Like, a lot of their spouses are not on board, right? So they don't get that support at home either. And so, this is where they're going to get that support. And they can reach out. I put them in a private Facebook group so they can all share recipes. Because we meet every other week. It's not like we see each other every week. So they can still stay in contact with I call them accountability buddies. Like, they can they get accountability from me, too. But they have each other as well. And it's so much more. For
That's
them
awesome.
To, yeah, it is. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, we're here on Half Hour to Health. We're with Kate Kretzinger, and Kate is a nutrition coach. She graduated from the University of New England with a Bachelor of Science degree in exercise science and became a nutrition coach through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And she's got over 15 years experience in the health and wellness field as a personal trainer and instructor and nutrition coach. And we've had a great conversation about inflammation and maybe some of the things in the American diet that we could do without or do with a whole lot less of, including grains and sugar. Talked a little bit about dairy. There is so much more to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just like the tip of the iceberg.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. So I want to throw out there that Crossroads Chiropractic has been hosting a paleo challenge for last, I want to say it's been 5 years now, and we're doing that in the month of May. So if you're in the Concord area, or actually in the Meredith or Epping area, you're welcome to join our Paleo Challenge. It's completely free. We'll give you some recipes, some guidance, some how-to. And really, in the end, your goal is to eat 80% like our hunter-gatherer ancestors, which means no grains, no sugar, no dairy.
That's awesome.
No soy and a couple other things. So I would love to have you come back again and talk with us.
Absolutely.
We have so much more we could chat about.
Yes, absolutely.
It's at the tip of the iceberg. If you want to talk to Kate or perhaps even have a consultation with her and see how she might be able to help you lead a healthier life, and especially your family as well, don't leave them at home with their bad habits, you can contact her at katekretzinger@gmail.com or go on her website. It's www.k84wellness.com, and that's the letter K, the number 8, the number 4, wellness.com. Thanks so much for being here with
us. Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate that. Thanks for having me.
So love having you here. The show today has been sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. You can find out how chiropractic might be able to help you be healthier. We have 3 locations in Pembroke, Epping, and in Meredith. Call us at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Or on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. Until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on The Pulse and WEMJ.